And the Taney County Commission is back in session. I apologize for the tardiness of the 1 o'clock hour being 1:15. However, there were a number of documents that we needed to place together in order to talk about vacancies and personnel position within the courthouse. Gentlemen, I'll give you a couple of minutes to read what had been given to me as job description duties.
And you're looking specifically at the county counselor.
Correct. Right. And there's also one that you have here. I think we have two, but
okay.
Or we can do that when we go in. What are your druthers, guys?
I want to talk about we've got a couple of positions here that we're looking at, and we've got several people. I'm not saying that we're going to make a decision today, but I want to look at the requirements that we've got wrote down here for Road and Bridge Administrator and for County Counselor, and visit with you about those situations. But I do want to go into executive session on those, but I did want to make the announcement. That's what we'll be looking at as we go into executive, and be mentioning some names in-house probably, so that's the reason I my preferral to go into executive.
But you're all right saying out of executive until we get the job descriptions worked through?
Yeah, but I mean, I've already read through them. I didn't know whether you had or not.
Well, the one that Ron just gave me, I hadn't read through. That's the first time I've seen it.
Yeah. He left one of those in our box whenever he made this up.
I did? I had forgotten.
No.
Oh, Bob did? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or I've seen one that just...
Well, quite frankly, I haven't had a chance to read it, and haven't taken the chance, opportunity to read it, and I need to. I think also I would prefer, if in fact we're going to be talking about different people, we might be talking about different multiple positions for one or two people, potentially, that maybe we expand that so that we're in compliance if we're going to talk about human resources, or if we're going to talk about someone for grants administration, or if we're going to talk about someone for economic development. That, and it might be the same person, but what I meant was we need to expand it to more than the two positions.
Well, that's the reason I mentioned those two. It says vacancies, so
all vacancies.
All vacancies would be looked at. We don't have any decision making that we're going to do today, maybe, but we are going to look at what we have description-wise and maybe talk about some names.
Oh, no, I definitely have a couple of people's names that I want to bring up and discuss who are in-house. So,
I mean, what I would like to do is establish good job descriptions first.
Yes,
and
sir.
And then if we need to talk about individuals that work for the county, sure, and then come back out and set, you know, when we're going to put this out. If we can decide when we're going to put this out, that would be good, too. So set that date. And how soon, once we get the descriptions, that's what I'd like to do. So.
Well, I know also, at least regarding the job of counselor, that when we set the budget up, we looked at the possibility of a legal department and a combination with human resources.
Yep.
Which might, the original thinking was one or two positions at that time. And I know we're talking about different individuals, but I just don't want to exclude.
No, I'm fine with that. I don't have job descriptions for those, well, so I didn't care whether we went into executive right now or not.
Well, what I started to say was that since we are going to be in executive session on Monday with counsel, I would like to also post any comments regarding counselor, that we also chat about that during that time with her, get perhaps any input that she might have as an attorney regarding the job description itself. And if you all would like, maybe I could get a hold of a couple of other counties and have them forward their job descriptions for those positions.
I know the one from the county counselor one came from Boone County.
Okay.
This deal with that Bobby's wrote up here, looks to me like has some confusing things at the very last of it. I guess we can talk about that later, but he's talking about a first class county. He's talking about a third class county and we're in a first class position in his job description duties here.
Well, at the time that I asked him to put this together, I asked him to put together what he thought it should be, not what it was at the time, because he's been a jack of all trades, and so has the counselors before, handling a little bit of everything. Days of old, Sewer District had a separate council. There were a number of things that were done differently than how they are today, but...
There's a few things up here I would want to change.
Which document are you looking at?
The one you supplied.
Okay.
The first thing I would like to put clearly that this county council reports to the county commission at the very top of that document, because mm-hmm. that's not clearly defined. On section one, I know he says draw or at least review. I would say create and review all contracts relating to county business on point number one. Point number three. At the end of the sentence, I would like, at the direction of the county commission, representing county department officer, institution, and agency thereof, at the direction of the county commission.
Go back to number one. What was your suggestion?
Just
language?
Change the word draw or at least. I would say create and review. Create and or review all contracts relating to county business. I don't understand, I guess, number seven very well. I don't know what his point was on that.
Well, I'm not sure, but it looks to me it was looking for outside revenue, potentially. I mean, I can't see any other reason.
Do we want to put that in there or just take it out?
What's that?
Number seven.
Yeah, I don't see the purpose of it.
I don't either. So I'd scratch number seven.
Sentence the following six, that's in line five. There's no need for that sentence to be in there.
Line five.
After you get past number seven, we take an
You say number five? Because I don't agree with the wording, especially. Because when it says shall, that means it's directed to whatever he used to say. And that's not necessarily the truth, because we've outsourced to Pat Keck and to multiple Bill McCullough.
Yeah.
Well, he's saying that, isn't he?
Number five. He's saying that he shall represent the county.
Generally. I wouldn't mind it if it said, shall be the primary counsel representing the county, but...
Shall be the primary counsel.
I don't even think that needs to be in there. We may want... if we run into situations that we've had in the past where we have 3.5 pages of work that needs to be done, there should be the capability of us to make the decision to go out to several different attorneys, not even including the county council. So I don't think that should even be in there, that they should have a... Do you? I mean...
I think if for a job description, they probably will be the primary counsel.
Yeah, there's different ways of looking at it. I see what you're saying, that he would be involved in every single piece of litigation, which would not be the case.
This is almost an authoritative type statement. He'll be the primary counsel. Everything will go through him. That may not be the case at all. Whoever's counsel may be not even have anything to do to report straight to the county commission. There'd be someone else.
I think
anyway, I was talking about in the paragraph below that.
I found it, right.
As you talk about job descriptions, you don't need to be mentioning names on the...
No, I don't. Actually, I don't think anything below 7 needs to be in there at all.
Well, I had one section there I thought maybe. When you go down to the... after the first sentence...
Yes, therefore?
Start with the county counselor.
Yes.
With the approval of county commission, may employ other individual, including special county counselors, to handle certain matters. I didn't think that was a bad item to add. Just as an FYI to the, as a job description, knowing the anybody who applies to me knows that upon the commission's desire, we can offload some of the workload.
That's exactly where I was going with what my total statement was. We have, if we hire a what we consider a young gun instead of a specialist in the field,
mm-hmm.
then we need somebody that's a specialist in the field, not right. a young gun.
Right. I understand.
Yeah, but it also says that with our
right.
approval. In other words, he would be the one making the recommendation to us. Is all I saw that as. You see that differently?
No. He still has to go through us. He's just making recommendations to us.
It sort of takes it off.
It's both. Basically, gives us both. Both
work both ways. We're going to say we want this person,
and that person may say, or he or she may say, I need help. So that's why it needs to work both ways. We're broadcasting. We're not talking. We're reviewing documents, but people want to make sure we're broadcasting, so we're broadcasting silence while we're reviewing. Dixie came in to make sure we were not having technical difficulty because we were reading documents. I would like, if your permission, to go give this to Nikki real fast and have her combine the two things that we have.
Let me look at the other one real quick.
Because there's some duplication there.
The other one, as in what? The other one as
that, the one that Nikki supplied to you.
For county council?
Uh-huh. There's some things in there that kind of have from formatting that is pretty standard.
Okay. Thank you.
That will get us closer to that.
Okay.
She's going to type up some things that we've talked about. Go ahead, Nikki. If you guys want to move over to the Road and Bridge Superintendent,
yes.
While she's typing that, then she'll give us new copies of what we're trying to merge to one document.
There's all kinds of things in that that will not apply.
Some of this came from Boone County also. They had a lot of job descriptions. They had every job description posted on their website, but they have an HR department. But this was a combination of a couple things. So as you look at it, it's some other counties, first-class counties doing things.
Well, I see that they're trying to save on engineering cost in their minimum training experience required. It's got bachelor's degree.
Yeah, we don't need any of that.
Engineering. It's got license, 6 years in road and bridge design, all those things. That doesn't need to be.
Where are you reading that,
Dan? He's not on the single. He's on the double and the bottom of the double.
Okay, let me.
Or double at the bottom of the three pages.
I'm at a loss. Oh, here it is. All right, thank you.
The one that says draft 2001, December 2nd, 2001.
And this is Taney County's old.
This was This was the original draft that they were working on.
This tried to fit an individual instead of.
I understand. That's if you look over Dan to the single sheet where it discusses criteria / skills required, does that better fit what you were thinking for?
Yeah, I mean, are we requiring a college degree? I mean, I didn't think we were either.
I don't know why. There's so many things that are outside that limit. I mean, you could have a college degree and not fit any of the other job skills that need to go with it.
Right. I put on the second bullet, previous knowledge of roads and bridge relating to construction and maintenance, a plus. I just put a plus. I didn't make it a requirement. But
yeah.
This will take about 15 seconds. Let me read all that is required. And quite frankly, nothing really is, but this is what it states in Missouri law. The Office of County Highway Administrator is hereby created in all counties of the first class not having a charter form of government. The County Highway Administrator shall be appointed by the County Commission, and he shall serve at the pleasure of the County Commission and until his successor is appointed and qualified. I think that language would also work for a county councilor.
Probably.
Quite frankly. The County Highway Administrator is the chief officer of the county in all matters pertaining to highways, roads, bridges, culverts, and surveys, and he's responsible for all operations of the County Highway Department. Now, that's pretty strong, really.
It really is strong.
Chief officer of the county in all matters pertaining to highways, roads, and bridges. Of course, the previous sentence states he serves at the pleasure of the county commission.
Right.
So, highways, roads, bridges, culverts, and surveys, and he's responsible for all operations in the County Highway Department. You know, as we are thinking about this, there are obviously different ways to look at this position, or at least I have always thought that. One would be educated from two different perspectives, either through experience within that department or having worked in that field, or educated through school regarding these matters, engineer, et cetera. On the other hand, there are no qualifications that are listed within Missouri law that be fulfilled in putting someone in that position. So we can look at having somebody who has specific knowledge of roads and bridges that will and has had extensive experience in the field, or we can look towards someone who really is a bean counter, who can do the budgetary work that's required and who can dole out the responsibilities to other people that will, in fact, carry out the jobs that need to be done. I mean, we got a wide range of, or a wide spectrum to
fit the bill. I'm looking for a person that knows how to lead these people, knows how to come in and present himself to the county commission in a way that we know that he knows what he's talking about. He presents himself to the public where he knows what he's talking about. He's a leader in all those positions. More than I'm looking for somebody with an education that sometimes has communication problems with the public, talks above their head, it might be a better way to say it, and so I'm looking for a leader for that position. And
the more I look at these job descriptions, the three-page document is not that bad. Once we start taking out some of the things that just don't matter. Because it does have some better, wording that kind of gets in those details that Danny was talking about, leadership ability. Like, if you go on page one, take out that whole minimum training experience required, and that's where I would have put the criteria for that one. Make sure these bullet points on that one single sheet goes over to the other sheet. Because in here, one of the things I was going to add was the ability to maintain fiscal management records, assure that all operations stay within budget. Those things, I'm adamant with the current budget the way it is, must have strong financial ability. And so that's how the three-page document has those in there. So I would say that, if we added these things here to the job description, that would absolutely help and take care of my concern without, both being a leader, but also having some financial ability. There are some things wording in here that was very good, I thought, such as, person must have the ability to calculate percentages, fractions, and decimals, volumes, ratios, and spatial relationships. That's important because that's part of the job.
I like the language, a good part of the language. It's the paragraph above that, too.
Yeah.
Physical and mental abilities required to perform essential job functions.
Yeah. That gets detailed of what the leadership qualities, I think, Danny, we're all looking for.
Back on the very first paragraph, the purpose of position,
mm-hmm.
It might not
we should
be bad to use what is in the Missouri statutes.
Yeah, I think that's the first line that's in it.
Yeah.
The whole description is the first. That's the first.
I agree.
No, I like this line. Administrator must have the ability to decide the time, place, and sequence of operations within an organizational framework, as well as the ability to oversee their execution.
Yeah. I the more I read this, now the physical requirements, I'm not sure if that's that required. I don't care if the guy knows how to operate a machine or not. If he knows how to lead,
communicate.
Communicate. So if you look at the bottom of page two, the physical requirements, we might be able to lessen that long paragraph there.
In a
I don't see that there should be any physical requirements at all in this.
I don't either, because I think that opens up for equal opportunity.
Yeah. Staff, we'll have staff available to take care of that. And if he's got leadership skills, he'll recognize that staff to be capable.
The environmental adaptability, I think, is fine. Because it mentions the equal opportunity employer. It also mentions the American Disabilities Act.
We need to cover stuff with all that for sure.
Right.
So here's my question. Really, how much of the single page do we want to really put in there? Because it looks like it's almost all covered in the second on this multi-page document.
Well, if we look at primary responsibilities, are there any of those five bullet points that are contained on the single page that we would want to roll into essential duties and responsibilities on the two-pager, page one?
See, I think it's all covered. Maintained safely. It talks about safety. It talks about construction. It talks about budget.
Does it talk about risk management on the two-pager?
I believe it did over here. Okay. Safety regulations on page 2, second paragraph. It's the first paragraph, second sentence to the bottom of it. Talks about...
I'm still not finding that.
Here you go.
Right. I'm there. I just...
Ability. Safety regulations and things like that. Manage direct employees, including ability to counsel and mediate. Interpret and apply policy, procedures, standards in specific situations. I mean, we can add, if you wanted to add in there.
Well, look at that. Are we ability to utilize consulting, advisory policies, procedures, and standards? Consulting and advisory data, information, organizational analysis, technical specifications, blueprints. Construction manuals, uniform traffic control devices manual. We're really going to limit who we are looking at if we put that in, I think.
You want to reduce some of those wording, or?
Well, no, I'm just throwing that out there for your thought.
This is our ideal candidate now.
Well, on the one hand, we were talking about not. Well, okay, I got you. That makes sense.
I mean, I know what you're saying. I don't want to limit our. Right. Pool of people.
If we say they shall have the ability to do all that, we find the perfect guy that lacks a couple of spots.
Okay.
And I don't know if before I print it off, it's just EOEs on the back of the page.
Okay.
Thank you, Nikki.
All right, so this is that new document you're getting is the revision of the two combined now.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. What? Throw all that away.
I did not say it.
What didn't you put?
What does that say? And
statutes.
I didn't write that up there.
What I was trying to do is also put in there the statutes that are governing the responsibilities. Because in this document here, the duties are set forth by that statute. And so what I was going to try to put those duties in there also. But I'll put that, what's the RSMO, what is it? I just wrote it over. We're going to look and see how long it is. That may be with the description, because what we're doing here on this document is actually putting in there that in, well, I want you to write out the purpose of the position. Mm-hmm. We're going to write out this whole, put RSMO, that, and then write out that entire statute out as the purpose.
Okay.
We're going to take this sections out.
Okay.
Do you want to
end the format or this format?
Well, we ultimately want it in this format.
Okay.
Because this is the standard format that we've been doing for all the other job descriptions. But, of course, add that.
Right.
But if you can kind of merge it to make it the format look like this, but the wording on this is pretty strong.
Like specific?
No.
On page 2, Jim, are you looking at the highway administrator right now?
Yes, sir.
Page top 2. Top of the page, can you explain the sentence to me? Physical and mental abilities required to perform essential job functions, language ability, what is that? One sentence? Is it supposed to have a comma?
I think a comma.
I think it's comma, language ability.
And that means... I don't know, that's why I'm asking.
I'm just saying we could drop language ability and interpersonal communication because we can just put physical and mental abilities required to perform essential job functions.
That's what I'm thinking.
Now, Ron, one thing you've thrown out there is, do we want to add the word risk management in there?
Well, and I like the fact that we're putting whomever it is in charge of our safety programs and risk management, and I didn't see it.
How about
in there?
You want to put it in that same second that second page, first paragraph, where it says ability to utilize consulting. Okay. Drawing, construction.
Oh, you can put it under essential duties and responsibilities because that's a pretty big one. Oversees the safety program and risk management for the department. That could just be an added sentence.
Okay. We want to add that.
Is that in primary duties?
Essential duties and responsibilities on the first page, yes.
Okay. Is that the only one? I think that all the other bullet points can go away, actually.
Well, when we get the others back, I would like to take a look at what all we have in that mental abilities required to perform essential job functions, because there's some real doozies in there. Okay. Ability to utilize consulting and advisory data and information such as organizational analysis, contracts, technical specifications, blueprints, drawings, construction manuals, uniform traffic control devices, manual maps, budgets, purchase orders, and then it goes on and on and on. Ability. I guess ability to utilize can be interpreted itself.
You want her to try to combine and come back?
Yes.
Okay, here's this. There's those three.
And you gave me the new...
The new one.
Let me fold those others out of the way.
So you're going to correct that?
Yeah, I'll add.
The RSMO?
Yeah.
So the only thing that we didn't add that we did on the superintendent right now was the job summary. There is a specific statute.
Nikki?
Yep.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say that the words that we had I found something in here that I said I thought would work well for the description for county counselor as well.
Oh, yeah, the job, the RSMO, I thought. We're using the...
Right here.
Well, here's a specific statute for county counselors,
like.
Though. But here's a specific statute for county counselors. So I wanted to make sure that...
Here's the words that I was interested in
okay.
for both, however. That the XYZ position... Well, here, I'll pass this on.
Okay.
Shall be appointed by the county commission, and he or she shall serve at the pleasure of the county commission until his successor is appointed and qualified.
Can you add that?
Not and. That's not good. And he shall serve at the pleasure of the commission.
It may be in this RSMO, but take that
Boom.
With you and make sure that's part of the wording.
I cut out that last... You see what I redlined on that sentence?
Yep.
Out.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Otherwise, somebody would hang on until that next appointment came.
So that's going to be added to this description, plus that RSMO.
That'll give us something clean to look at least. Yeah. And then we can take it apart.
Okay, so can we take a recess for me to go visit with somebody that I had scheduled?
Well, when we come back, are we going to be ready to go into to discuss particular personnel?
Let's come back, review that one more time.
Well, that's why I'm saying I'd like to have a specific. How about 2:15?
2:15.
We'll stand in recess until 2:15.